You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. Here we go. Monday. That was right here Monday. If you were with me, I told you this week is going to fly by. And it's going to be Friday before you know it. It's Friday afternoon already. We're heading into the weekend. Saints play their first preseason game Sunday, kickoff at 3 o'clock against the Los Angeles Chargers. Can't wait for that. So excited about this Saints season. And tomorrow is the Red Dress Run. You know how excited I get about that. Well, I mean, it's just like any other event, really. All right, listen, you need to reach over there and crank it up because this is what you have been working for. All right, so much to talk about on this free-for-all Friday. We'll talk about the Saints. We'll talk about the Red Dress Run. No, it's a fun event. I'm still amazed that people get freaked out over the idea of guys wearing dresses for this annual event. I mean, some people are actually so simple-minded that they think if you put on a dress, you're gay. Do you really think that's the only thing that makes you gay? If you put on a dress, you're trans. You think that's what really makes somebody trans? You know, people who think that really don't understand anything about homosexuality. And I'm not a homosexual, so I can't speak from firsthand experience. But I know enough about it to know that if you put on a dress, that doesn't make you gay. Milton Berle wasn't gay. Don Knotts, Barney Fife wasn't gay. Flip Wilson wasn't gay. At least I don't think he was. There are countless men who put on dresses over the years that were not gay. But today, it's like this freaky thing that you do. If you do that, oh my God, you must be gay. I mean, really, that's just very simplistic thinking. So we'll talk a little bit about the fun of the Red Dress Run. It does raise money for charity. That's a very positive thing. But there are going to be, really, I think there are going to be more men than women in red dresses. There are a lot of women out there. They wear their red dresses. Many of them are with their guy friends. Many of them are with their lady friends. And it really is just a massive sea of red. And it's just fun. You know why it's fun? Because it's just stupid. It's just silly for guys to put on a dress. And that's what makes it fun. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. All right. Yesterday, man, I guess it was about 7 o'clock. I just got home. And this storm, this massive storm came in from across the lake. And, I mean, it hit West End. It hit Metairie. It might have gone all the way to Kenner. I couldn't tell by the radar, but it might have gone all the way to Kenner. But man, that shower early yesterday evening, about 7 o'clock, that moved in. It was just massive and relentless. And I loved it. I came home and I'm always a little stressed after a show, and I just came home and sat on the balcony and just watched the rain for about an hour. And that's about how long it lasted. So I really, really enjoyed that yesterday. Hey, we may have a few showers this afternoon. There may be a few showers tomorrow for the Red Dress Run. It's that time of year. That's always a threat. So if you're going to wear makeup, try and find some waterproof makeup so that doesn't run. But really, you know, guys don't wear makeup with the red dresses. You know, it's just about being silly and ridiculous and putting on a red dress. But again, the reaction to that is really kind of interesting. Hey, you know this this yacht that was owned by a Russian oligarch, a Russian billionaire? The U.S. seized it, and the U.S. is trying to sell it for $500 million. You have to have $10 million in the bank to secure a bid on this. So it's pretty amazing, this yacht. And I'm thinking, you know, why doesn't Donald Trump have a yacht? I mean, he's really into this this plane that he's been gifted. And this is going to be like, this is going to be a flying palace, this plane that he got from the Qatari family. But why is there no talk about Donald Trump and a yacht? And I don't know that he's ever had a yacht. I mean, he's in Mar-a-Lago. He could have a yacht right there. And, you know, just being out on the water is so reliable. I mean, if I had Donald Trump's money, man, I'd have a yacht. I'd be bidding on that yacht. Because that yacht from that Russian oligarch, I mean, I'm looking at a picture of it right now. It is an amazing floating palace. I mean, this thing is truly incredible. But man, if I were Trump or if I were some millionaire, billionaire, man, I'd like to have that. But I just think it's kind of interesting that we don't hear any talk about Donald Trump having interest in a big, ornate yacht. You know, and he could put all his gold fixtures in it and just make it look as gaudy as he wants to make it look. So the White House has responded to South Park. They said a few things after the first episode. The second episode was Wednesday. They have responded to that. We'll talk about that. Also, we will talk about the Department of Health and Human Services. No, Homeland Security. Yeah, Homeland Security. Kristi Noem was mocked, made fun of in the South Park episode, the second one, Wednesday night. And, yeah, they had her shooting puppies, and that was pretty appropriate considering what she did with a dog that said was not doing what it was supposed to do, a younger dog. And it was kind of a vicious act, in my opinion. It really freaked out a lot of people that she just, this dog wasn't apparently trainable, or she felt like it was useless, and she just killed it. Just shot it. I mean, it takes a certain kind of person to be able to do that. And she did it. They made fun of that, and they also made fun of her makeup. She's a heavy makeup user. Her hair's always perfectly coiffed. You know, she showed up at some ICE event, and she had a perfectly contoured ICE outfit that was fitted. And it looked like it was something from a fashion show and not something that was part of a real ICE operation. And she was promoting, you know, like the reality of ICE. And she's wearing this perfectly contoured outfit that was just seemingly kind of inappropriate. So here's the headline. Hollywood actor says he's joining ICE. I'm sure you've heard the news. Dean Cain, who back in the 90s was the Superman. He was Clark Kent's Superman in the series Lois Lane. Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. Never watched it. But I think the headline needs to be changed from Hollywood actor to former Hollywood actor. When's the last time this guy worked? When's the last time this guy had a job? I mean, it looks like he's losing the battle against food because he sure doesn't look like he used to look. But, you know, that happens, and I'm not going to be critical of that. But anyway, 58 years old, he is a sworn member of a reserve police department in Idaho, and that happened back in 2018. And he's been very much an outspoken conservative. He was a professional football player, but, you know, I don't know what team he played for. You know, somebody gave him a couple of bucks to play on some team, but he was not a player of note. He was also elected National Rifle Association's Board of Directors for a term ending in 2017 by the American Rifleman. And so, you know, he's been a guy who's been a strong backer of President Trump. And he says, I love President Trump. I've been friends with him forever. And, you know, that's fine. He made that comment to Variety magazine. So now he is he's joining ICE, and he's got a big bonus. And we're going to talk a little bit about joining ICE. But, yeah, I mean, they make it seem like Hollywood actor joins. You know, this guy, Dean Cain, I mean, he was never really, I mean, even at the top of his game, he really wasn't much. And then he really isn't anything now, and he's joining ICE. It's fine if he wants to join ICE, but, you know, they make it seem like this big Hollywood actor is joining up with ICE. All right, we talked about this week, and this is just, appalling to me. And I don't get it. I don't understand the machismo mentality of men. To me, that seems like it is a reaction to being very insecure about one's masculinity or just being a very simple-minded person. Sex toys continue to be thrown onto the floor at WNBA games. Now, why can't people turn in the people who are throwing these sex toys onto the court? They're throwing these sex toys out on the court. Why? I mean, it's not like you can do that and nobody would notice. I mean, somebody around you would notice that you've got this thing and you're throwing it out onto the court. And I guess, you know, the question is, why is this happening? Somebody sent a text this past week when we were talking about it, and they said something about men being jealous of these WNBA players because so many of them are lesbians. Now, I don't know what the percentage is. I don't know which ones are lesbians. I don't know which ones are not lesbians. You know, maybe there's some stats on this that I've missed. So I don't know who's a lesbian. I don't know who's not. There might be a very few lesbians in there. Caitlin Clark, a very prominent NBA player, I think she's straight. I think Bayou Barbie, Angel Reese, I think she's straight. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. So it seems like maybe men are jealous and maybe they're angry of lesbians. Because if you think about it, lesbians totally reject their plumbing. Lesbians totally reject what men have that makes them different. And lesbians don't need men, don't care about men. And maybe men are insulted by that. But if you're insulted by that, why don't you just celebrate the fact that there are a bunch of gay guys out there that want you? So, I mean, I guess it kind of evens out. But, I mean, this is just such childish behavior, throwing sex toys out onto the court of the WNBA during games. It's really sophomoric. And it doesn't make guys look good. There are enough reasons for women to hate us. We shouldn't do stupid stuff like this to make them hate us even more. So I just don't understand the wisdom of that. And there really doesn't seem to be any logical excuse for doing this. I'm sure some people are laughing. Oh, yeah, that's really funny. But, it might be that some men are jealous of lesbians because lesbians don't need them. And men can be very insecure, and they feel like they need to be needed. And if there's a group of people that doesn't need them, then they might react. All right, let's see what else. President Trump is predicting that if the courts strike down his tariff plan, that the country's going to go into a Great Depression. I don't think that's true. I was really shocked yesterday. I talked about the possibility of a recession, and I could not believe some of the reaction that we got. People were just really, really upset with me even talking about that. And I talk about it because there are a lot of, I've noticed in the news, there are a lot of economic experts talking about the possibility of a recession. No guarantee that it's going to happen. I hope it doesn't happen. I'm not pushing forth saying, yeah, we need a recession. Let's get a recession and make President Trump look bad. No, if we have a recession, that's going to hurt me. It's going to hurt you. I don't want there to be a recession. You can think what you think about how I feel about Donald Trump, but I want what's best for America, always. And a recession might not be good for America. It might be good in terms of an economic correction, which we talked about yesterday, but I was really surprised by the reaction from people who just didn't even want to mention it. You know, we're in hurricane season, and there's a possibility that we may be hit by a storm. So relating it to that, you know, we prepare for hurricanes. And it's time to talk about hurricanes. It doesn't mean I hope one comes, but it does mean that we should all be prepared for the possibility of a hurricane. So yesterday I was just talking about the possibility of a recession. If one happens, many people are going to blame President Trump because of the tariff plan and because of other things that are in place. And so I guess that's why some MAGAites don't want to talk about it, because it's going to make President Trump look bad. Well, look, presidents, again, don't have that much direct control over the economy. But this president, with the taco tariff plan, it seems like this has had an impact on the economy. It went into effect yesterday, so we'll learn more about this as time goes on. We'll learn more about this, you know, over the next, I guess, couple of weeks. So anyway, we have a lot to talk about on the show this afternoon. Jeffrey Epstein is still alive. Nancy Mace, who is apparently trying to be the next governor of the Palmetto State, South Carolina. She just has a problem with a reporter who is fact-checking her at the moment, and she didn't like that. And also, we are going to talk about the White House and the reaction to the latest episode of South Park. It's Free for All Friday. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is out of the office and back at the controls as our senior producer. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. We missed you.
Yeah, we missed you. I talked about how you were in a dark office in the back, and you had the visor down on your forehead.
And, yeah, like I'm welding something.
Yeah, and you had the things that hold the sleeves up like a dealer.
Yeah.
You know, you were back there, and you did take a break to get me a snowball, which was really good.
They were damn good, weren't they? I had nectar cream.
I love the Plum Street snowball stand, and that's what I get at Jazz Fest every year. And so I had an ice cream, and I appreciate you getting that for me and a couple of people here in the office, because we could not get downstairs. But it's good to have you out of the office and back on the show.
It's good to be back. I did get a lot done. Thank you for being patient as we get into the really busy part of the year. The Katrina anniversary is coming up. We got our first Saints game on Sunday, so it's a busy time. A couple things before we take a break. You know, you started out talking about the red dress run and how there's some unknowable contingent of men out there who think it's gay to wear a dress. Buddy D would like a word.
Yeah.
You know, even if you didn't attend that parade in a dress, I bet you thought it was cool and hilarious and delightful and a great example of what makes New Orleans a special place. But you don't want to apply that same principle when it's a Scoot. Or somebody else.
And why is that? Because Bobby Hebert had a dress on. Think about all the Saints fans, all the men who were Saints fans who had dresses on to celebrate the Saints victory. Because, well, you know, of Buddy D's comment.
It kind of gets into my next point, which is that, you know, you say, that's very simplistic thinking. And I think you're being too polite to those people.
Well, I think
the term I would apply is you're a moron or you're a bigot or you're a pig. The people who are throwing the sex toys on the court at WNBA, they're not simplistic. They're sexist freaks and imbeciles. Yeah. And if you are not one of those terms and you see other men doing that sort of thing or displaying that sort of behavior, stand the hell up and say something about it. This is how we cannot count. We should not rely on women to do the job alone of pushing back on this sort of disgusting behavior.
No, it is disgusting. You're right. You're right. And it is. Yeah, I was being kind. I hope people understood when I said simplistic thinking. But you're absolutely right. And some men are so insecure with who they are that if there are women, I guess lesbians, I don't know how many lesbians are in the WNBA. I mean,
who cares?
Again, it doesn't matter. But, you know, the point is, you know, you're offended by women that don't need your package. They don't need you. They think it's disgusting. But think about the men who are gay who want you.
Yeah, if that helps you get over the finish line, I guess what? You know, go nuts. Stop throwing sex toys at women in any context
ever, stupid.
Particularly when you have showed up, apparently, I would think, to root on the team. You're there to cheer for the athletes. If you're not there to cheer for the athletes and you're just there to throw a $60 sex toy on the court, pull your bottom lip over your head and swallow. I don't know what else to tell you.
I know.
Excuse yourself from the rest of society because you don't deserve to be.
But Ian, it is throwing sex toys onto the court of a WNBA game is the epitome of ignorance. It's the epitome of just being hateful, being so frustrated that you're just finding ways to be hateful and ignorant. It's just a different time that we live in. Got to get to a break, but we are coming right back. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, so Kristi Noem is reacting, and the White House is reacting to South Park. What the White House is saying about South Park, though, is not true. So we're going to tell the truth about South Park on the show this afternoon, and we're going to set the record straight against the lies being told by the Trump administration.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, South Park has begun its 27th season, and the White House is reacting because, well, as you know, South Park has been brutally mocking and degrading President Trump and J.D. Vance, Kristi Noem, and others. They make fun of everybody and everything, and President Trump gives Matt Stone and Trey Parker just so much material to work with that they can't avoid it. And so they're showing Donald Trump as Satan's lover. And Donald Trump is in bed with Satan, presumably to have intimate relations. J.D. Vance in the last episode Wednesday night was holding President Trump's baby oil because apparently he was using baby oil, maybe in the way that Sean Diddy Combs was using baby oil. And they also made fun of Kristi Noem. So we've got some reaction from Kristi Noem. We've got some reaction from the White House. And the White House is lying about this. And they're misrepresenting the truth. So it is tradition on this show to deal in the truth. So we will be dealing with the truth concerning the White House's reaction to South Park. But first, we've got a couple of people to get to. Let's go to Jimmy Anselmo. Jimmy used to own Jimmy's in the Uptown area and Riverbend area. And this was a hot nightclub. So, Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on, Scoop. You're one of the best. Listen to you all the time.
I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Okay, well, let me tell you more about it. First of all, I'm title on this is I had two other clubs before Jimmy's. One was called Coeds, was on Carrollton in Maple, and a block away was another club I opened up afterwards. It's called Quasimodos. So I'm billing it as four decades of entertaining New Orleans.
Okay, so you've got a concert that you want to talk about?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Performing will be Lenny Zenith and Pop Combo, Johnny Intervenor from The Models, and we have Uncle Wayne as a DJ. The doors open at 6. The show starts at 7. And also, it's a benefit. The door proceeds are going towards Tulane Cancer and Louisiana Humane Society.
Okay. And where is this?
It's at the new Jimmy's is opening up. There's a new Jimmy's. There's new owners there. He asked if I could use the name. I said, yeah, keep my legacy alive. 8200 cool. Willow.
8200 Willow. Okay, cool, man. That's going to bring back a lot of memories for a lot of people. And then,
well, thank you.
A lot of people are going to go there, and they're going to feel like they were there, but they might not remember everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was there from 1978 to 2000. I sold the business and I owned the property, and then I leased it out for years. And now there's a new owner. He bought the property, and he wants to rename. He is renaming it Jimmy's.
That's cool. I think it's great for New Orleans, and I think it's great for you. Jimmy, I appreciate the call. Thanks for telling us about
thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Thanks for telling us about
the concert. All right, Crazy Joe is in Gulfport. Joe, why do they call you crazy?
Oh, well, there's some people that tell me I'm a couple of sandwiches short of a picnic, but not in a mental way, just some of my jokes.
Okay. I was just, as long as I'm talking to somebody who is known as crazy, I just wanted to kind of get a little bit of a grasp of that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking my call. I was listening to a guy on the radio station last night about a place in Letchworth, Louisiana. And what is there, Scoot, is a structure. It's called the Old River Structure that helps control the flow of the Mississippi River. Now, mm-hmm. this thing was built in the 50s, so if anybody else can call into your show that may know more about this, because he said the Army Corps of Engineers was checking it out. It's may be compromised, but they paused. So he was trying to tell the president in Washington to get down there. I don't want to make people panic, but that's my question.
Well, what's your concern? What's your concern with that? What would the ramifications be?
Well, what he said is if it was to, break, the water would flood all of Baton Rouge, go all the way to Lake Charles. I don't know that that's true, but it does control the flow of the Mississippi River along with the levees and everything else. So maybe it's something about nothing, but I just wondered why the Army Corps of Engineers was looking at it, and then all of a sudden there was a big pause. And so we don't know if they just stopped and they're trying to figure out what to do. So if anybody out there knows, please call you and let us know more.
All right, Crazy Joe. Listen, I appreciate that. But look, I'll tell you this. There are some people on the radio that say things, and I know this is going to be a shock, but there are some people on the radio that say things just to surprise you and shock you into being scared. And this is their way of getting your attention. So just because it came from a guy on the radio doesn't mean it's true.
I hope it's not true.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
All right, Crazy Joe. All right, appreciate the call. All right, so here's how the White House is reacting to the new episodes of South Park. And this is from a statement from the White House. The left's hypocrisy truly has no end. For years, they have come after South Park. This is from the White House. Yeah, it's from a White House spokesperson, Taylor Rogers. For years, they have come after South Park for what they have labeled an offensive comment. And suddenly, they're praising the show. This was for an interview with Variety magazine. The spokesperson went on to say, just like the creators of South Park, the left has no authentic or original content, which is why their popularity continues to hit record lows. The White House is saying that South Park and their popularity reaching record lows. This is a part of a statement from the White House. This show, South Park, hasn't been relevant for over 20 years and is hanging on by a thread with uninspired ideas and a desperate attempt for attention. President Trump has delivered more promises in just 6 months than any other president in our country's history. And no fourth-rate show can derail President Trump's hot streak. Well, the delivering of the promises is highly debatable. And the list of promises that have not been fulfilled is very long. Very long. So that's debatable. But let me set the record straight on this. The White House is misrepresenting this, and they're essentially lying. South Park is very successful. South Park has ratings. South Park is very, very profitable for Comedy Central. So unlike the Stephen Colbert show, which was losing money, South Park is making money and has ratings. Stephen Colbert had ratings, but South Park has even greater ratings than Stephen Colbert in the milieu in which it exists. So this is like totally bogus from the White House, and I'm so glad that I have the opportunity and the freedom to set the record straight on this, because there are going to be conservative talk show hosts around the country who are going to repeat this crap, and they're going to make it seem like South Park hasn't been popular, hasn't been relevant for 20 years, and that their ratings are low, and that they're a fourth-rate show. None of that is true. And that's not my opinion. That's based on the facts of the case. So again, I'm glad we had a chance to set the record straight on that. Also, this last episode of South Park made a lot of fun of Kristi Noem. Now, she is known to have perfect hair. She wears heavy makeup. That's a decision that she has decided on. She chooses to wear heavy makeup. There was a time when she made an appearance, and again, she was perfectly coiffed. This is promoting it like an ICE raid, one of the raids by ICE, and just talking about ICE in general. And she has this perfectly form-fitting outfit on that just didn't seem, it seemed like it was more about showing off her figure, which is nice, showing off her figure rather than really talking about the substance of ICE. So she sort of created this image for herself. And so Trey Parker and Matt Stone made fun of that, and they had her with all this makeup on, and then at one point her face is like melting off of her head, and they have to come in and make her up again, and she's wearing a Rolex watch. And look, again, it was a takeoff on what she did in real life. So that's what comedy does. Comedy makes fun of reality. She said that really South Park making fun of her was a lazy attempt at humor or something. She said it was just they were just being lazy. No, they weren't. I mean, they were making a statement, and they were making a statement about the harshness of the raids and the military style activity of the ICE raids. Many people don't believe that is necessary. They also, in South Park, they also had ICE raiding a live stage performance of Dora. And they were taking people out. And Mr. Mackey, because of the government cuts from the Trump administration, lost his job as a counselor. Okay. So he lost his job, and he decided to join ICE for the money. And apparently there's good pay in becoming a member of ICE. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But anyway, Kristi Noem, you know, reacting to it, criticizing South Park. And I mean, that's what she has to do. But I will tell you that she set herself up for this kind of target of comedy. She set herself up to be a target of comedy. And, you know, when you have certain characteristics and do certain things, you might be the target of comedy. I think J.D. Vance, the vice president, did the best thing when he said, hey, I've made it. You know, he was made fun of on South Park, and he said, I've made it. Meaning, hey, if they're making fun of me, then it means I'm somebody. And, man, that's the way to handle it. And I don't have a lot of respect for J.D. Vance when it comes to a lot of things, but I respect the way he handled that. And that's the way Trump should handle stuff. Instead of being so just damn serious, like, I'm going to shut this down. We're going to shut this. We're gonna criticize this as a fourth-rate show. It's terrible. They're not relevant. See, none of that stuff is true. And just because Donald Trump says it doesn't mean it's true. I mean, look, I've seen the first two episodes, and I thought both of them were spot on, and I thought they were funny. I can even think it's funny if they laugh at somebody I like. Boy, but it's kind of like some Muslims with Allah. Man, you can't make fun of Allah or Allah. You can't make fun of their God. It's like, man, for a lot of MAGAites, you can't say anything funny about Donald Trump or they're going to hate you. I don't think Donald Trump, I don't think any president is immune from humor. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Oh, a lot of people are going to be smiling in red dresses on Bourbon Street and throughout the French Quarter tomorrow afternoon. Hopefully there's no rain that drenches our red dresses. Hey, listen, you know, you might want to do a little test today or early this evening before you go out. And just check and see if your red dress gets wet, is it going to be transparent in any way? And by the way, guys, I suggest that you not go commando because, you know, if there's a thunderstorm downtown, it doesn't take much to lift up those dresses. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your Friday afternoon text messages.
Most of the texts right now are about South Park, which, you know, as you said in the last segment, the White House is insisting is, say, irrelevant. Here's a text message that makes a point. I'm glad that we're going to get to talk about this. Here's a text that says, Paramount just paid Matt and Trey Stone $1.5 billion. Totally irrelevant.
Yeah.
You get $1.5 billion to give Paramount streaming rights to shows that you created almost three decades ago. I think that's pretty savvy. I think that's the sign of a product that people want.
Look, here's a fact. two facts. South Park is very, very profitable. South Park is very, very successful in the ratings. So everything the White House is doing to dismiss this reality is simply a lie.
And just to clean up that text a little bit, it is Trey Parker and Matt Stone. I wonder if you ever heard of or maybe even watched Cannibal the Musical.
No.
Cannibal the Musical is a movie that Trey Parker and Matt Stone literally dropped out of college at CU Boulder their senior year to go make this movie about Alfred Packer, who's the notorious, you know, some would say cannibal. It, growing up in Colorado, you hear all about Alfred Packer. We went to like mock trials and all kind of weird stuff. But they dropped out of college to make this really incredibly fun and funny movie. And that kind of got their career started. After that, they made a couple more feature-length films before they landed on South Park. Anyway, if there's anyone listening that's seen and enjoyed Cannibal the Musical, you're okay with me.
Well, the guys are brilliant, and they're so relevant. I mean, they did stuff that was like a couple of days old in the last episode.
Here's a text that says, it's hilarious that the White House says South Park isn't popular or relevant, but then they take time to respond several times to the episodes that, in their view, nobody watches.
Yeah, they're really freaked out about this. And apparently Donald Trump can't do a thing about it. He can't do anything about this because it's making money and it's popular.
Sal is listening, and Sal says, hey, regardless of what happens in the future, any show that lasts for 27 years doesn't have to prove itself to the White House.
Boy, that's a
its
good point.
Success is already on record.
It's a great point.
And I'll leave you with this one. This is not about South Park, but it's Free for All Friday, so what the hell? Text says, Scoot, what do you think of New York City being on the precipice of electing a self-proclaimed socialist to become their next mayor?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to get into that conversation at some point. We haven't gotten into it yet, and we'll comment on that. Yeah, I don't really know what to think. I don't think that this person is a shoo-in, but New York City can be very, very progressive. This is a candidate that I don't think has in any way has national appeal, except, I don't know, you know, the younger generations, the millennials and the Zoomers, I mean, these are people who can be very, very progressive.
Consider that this is probably some of the most progressive electorate in the country. It is not, it should be no surprise that you would succeed in New York City politics by running to the left. So if he wins the Democratic primary, I don't know if it's going to be good for New York City or not. I kind of don't care. That's what Democratic primary voters there want. Let them have it. If it's a disaster, that'll be on then. Hopefully they learn their lesson next time. It is also true that the people running against Zoran Mamdani are both terrible, terrible people. Andrew Cuomo, who had to leave office in a flurry of scandal because he was groping his associates. And Eric Adams, the current mayor, who's a corrupt, awful, awful politician. Just the worst of the worst. And the only reason that he's not being dragged out of office in handcuffs right now is that he got a pardon from Donald Trump. So, you know, it's kind of like people in New York might look at Mayor Cantrell and say, what the hell were you thinking? And we would say, well, you know, who else?
We weren't.
Who, you know, her first term was like, okay. And then the people that she was running against for re-election were terrible candidates.
Yeah, that's right.
So nobody showed up to vote and she won, you know, by a, you know, I don't even know what to call the margin, but
and merely a small percentage people showed up to vote in the first place.
Yeah.
So, look, you know, I don't believe, and look, the Republicans are going to make a big deal about this. I do not believe that Mamdani is a candidate that is predicting the future of the Democratic Party. I don't think that is predicting the future of the midterm elections coming up next year. I don't think this is next year. Next year. And I don't think it's a prediction of what's going to happen in 2028.
Which is not to say that Republicans won't try to make him the face of the Democratic Party. But I think outside of the five boroughs, that guy's going nowhere. Yeah. He does not have a political future.
Totally agree. So it's sort of irrelevant. But again, conservatives on the air are going to make a big deal about this and try to make it seem like that is the future of the Democratic Party. I don't think it is.
Also, you may remember, particularly if you have watched Wayne's World once or twice, We have already had socialist mayors in this country. Milwaukee had three of them as recently as 1960, and somehow the world kept turning. So let New York City do whatever they're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mayor.
Hope it doesn't screw it up, you know.
It's a mayor of one city, the biggest city in the country. I understand that. But again, I don't think that's the future of this country right now. That could change with future generations, but right now I don't see that as a big change. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1960, I thought this was such a naughty, naughty song. Because, you know, back in 1960, you know, wearing a bikini was a big deal because they showed a lot of flesh. On this day in 1960, Brian Hyland's song, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, was the number one song in America. I was really too young to know much about, you know, what was going on, but something was going on with my body when I heard this song because I thought about skin. I'm Scoot. We're coming back. This is WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2007, Amy Winehouse overdosed on a mixture of alcohol, heroin, cocaine, ecstasy, and ketamine. This was during a London pub crawl. She was hospitalized. She recovered. She had to cancel her U.S. tour. She refused her record company's request for her to go to rehab. She finally ended up in rehab, and then she finally ended up dead. It was just really a tragic story. All right, we've got a lot to talk about in the next hour. It is a Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us on this Friday afternoon. And we're going to talk about the Saints this afternoon. First preseason game is coming up. Also this weekend is the Rojo Dress Run. A lot of people are looking forward to that. You know why? It's fun.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.